This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Hong Kong's pro-democracy tabloid Apple Daily will print its last edition Thursday, the paper said, after a stormy year in which it was raided by police and its tycoon owner and other staff were arrested under a new national security law. The end of the popular tabloid, which mixes pro-democracy discourse with racy celebrity gossip and investigations of those in power, has raised alarm over media freedom and the other rights in the Chinese-ruled city. In an online article, the paper thanked its readers, subscribers, clients, and many more for 26 years of support. Apple Daily's support for democratic rights and freedoms has made it a thorn in Beijing's side since owner Jimmy Lai started it in 1995. The announcement coincided with the start of the city's first trial under a tough national security law imposed by Beijing about a year ago. A Russian military ship fired warning shots at a British Royal Navy destroyer after it entered Russian waters in the Black Sea, and a Russian jet dropped bombs in its path, Interfax cited Russia's defense ministry as saying Wednesday. The HMS Defender left Russian waters soon afterwards, having ventured as much as 3 kilometers inside, the ministry said. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday it's crucial that Libya holds a national election in December. Blinken, speaking at a peace conference in Berlin, said it's the only way to ensure peace and stability in the North African country. He said for Libya to be sovereign, stable, unified, secure, and free from foreign interference, quote, urgent agreement is needed on constitutional and legal issues, end quote.